Tina McGuinness, the landlady, started the fund to get the defib last year or the year before, so she's been fundraising for a while. But then it sort of, then she got the money to the defib machine, but then it's the cost of buying the box and getting the VAT and buying the machine. So Tina contacted me and I said to her, I said, look, I'll put the money into the box, and then Tony Doyle from the Glossop Defibs project, he arranged to buy the box through the project and the scheme, and he arranged to buy the defib machine with the money that Tina had raised, and managed to make sure that we didn't have to pay VAT on it, which was a big relief. And it's just really good community project. Tina's done a fantastic job at the Pear Tree, and that's a real good resource, and it's something that's, I think, it's close to her heart, because I know her husband's had a few heart problems as well, Steve, and it's something that she wanted to do for the community, and it's something that people down in that area now have got if the worst case happens where someone does end up having a cardiac arrest. So it's great news, and well done to Tina.
It's nice to see so many of them popping up. They seem to be appearing everywhere at the moment.
This is it. I mean, it's been highlighted with the fact that there's been lots of incidents with sports, people having heart attacks and things like that, and heart problems. So even the fittest of fit people do have heart problems, and it is good that we're having these machines there. And what happens is the machine sort of teaches, I believe, to use it. It talks you through how to use it, and when you ring the deep, the paramedics, they'll talk you through it as well, and the ambulance service, so it can be used by the general public. And it says that if you can get someone a defib machine and it can get their heart restarted, it can save people's lives, which is fantastic.